Lesson 6. The Annunciation. A virgin named Mary lived in the town of Nazareth. Her marriage was fixed with Joseph, a man from the tribe of David. One day, an angel came to Mary. It was Angel Gabriel. Gabriel said to Mary, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." From the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 28. When Mary heard this, she was disturbed. The angel pacified her and said to Mary, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High." From the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 30 to 32. When Mary heard this, she said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." From the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 38. Then the angel disappeared. Don't you remember the promise of our loving God to Adam and Eve? God had promised that He will send a Savior to save mankind from sin. It is this announcement about the coming of the Savior that is the happy message the angel Gabriel announced to Mary. The annunciation that our Savior Jesus will be born as a son of Mary is the good news of Mangalavarta. The annunciation about the birth of Jesus, the Savior, is the good news of Mangalavarta. Do you know how Mary received this good news? Mary accepted it by surrendering herself to God's will, saying, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word." She gave her consent to God's will. Thus Mary became the mother of Jesus, the Savior of the whole humanity. The angel announced God's will. Mary accepted it and consented. Mary became the mother of Jesus. Angelus prayer. The angel of the Lord declared to Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word. Hail Mary. And the word was made.